It's time for a solid hour of business insights and strategies for success on Mind Your Business. And here's your host, the president and founder of Bottom Line Marketing, Yitzhak Saflis.
You're tuned to another edition of Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC in the Newark, New Jersey metro area and worldwide at mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Special thank you to the listeners. We're again in the top 10 in New York AM radio according to Nielsen ratings. We appreciate you, the listeners, because your confidence in this program is what gets us the great listenership and gets us the great ratings. This show is all about you. Every single week, we seek out and interview C-level executives and ask them the questions that are on your mind. Gain business insights into so many professions and categories, including sales, social media, corporate culture, strategic planning, retail, entrepreneurship, marketing and advertising, customer retention, and so much more. Stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business, where you'll gain solid advice to get you ahead in today's business world. Well, as we do each week, we're going to open with some thank yous. Special thank you to Srili, Eliana, Hoodie, Miriam, Dina, and the entire team here at Bottom Line Marketing Group, who plays a very important support role for the show, and to the great folks at 77 WABC, James, Matt, Chris, Lexi, Justin, thank you. Also, a special shout out to the various channels that Mind Your Business is syndicated on, the B-Tank magazine, we were for a long time in Mishpacha magazine, we're of course on C-Suite Radio, C-Suite TV, Audio Boom, Player.fm, iTunes, YouTube, and all episodes are available at mybradio.com. By the way, our robust YouTube channel is a credit to tonight's guest, because I had asked him a question at an NSA event a couple of years ago, and he told me, build it up on YouTube, start off small, don't go, well, I'm not knocking Vimeo, but he said, Vimeo, you know, has its place, but he told me, go on YouTube and you'll see it build, and sure enough, we are here today. But I'm still going to keep you in suspense for another minute, okay? Special shout out to our recent guests. We had Lee Souls, the sales differentiator last week. 2 weeks ago, we had Rachel Hirsch from Prestige Capital. All past episodes, I mean, the one we had with Keith Misrich of the CEO of Amalgamated Bank, and of course, Stephen Sato, former CEO at Saks Fifth Avenue, Dick Schulz, founder and chairman emeritus of Best Buy, Shep Hyken, Joe Hart, the CEO of Dale Carnegie, and so many other fantastic guests. They're all available by going to mybradio.com, mybradio.com. Well, we go to tonight's guest, and before I do, a special shout out to Shep Hyken. Shep Hyken got me in touch with Jay Bear. I let the cat out of the bag. Jay is founder of Convince and Convert, an online customer service and digital marketing consultancy. He wrote many New York Times best-selling books. We had him on a couple of years ago. For those of you that remember, Hug Your Haters. Yes, and I know you're scratching your head. Hug Your Haters. So what's, you know, excuse me? Yes, that was a fantastic interview. You can access it by going to mybradio.com. Well, but tonight I have the honor of having him in person. And we're going to be talking about his brand new book, Talk Triggers. All right. So therefore, we encourage you to stay tuned for tonight's edition of Mind Your Business. We're going to talk about talk triggers and how you could use them to grow your business, how to turn your customers into volunteer marketers, and tips to easily scale your business by using word of mouth marketing. With that intro, we give a very warm welcome, Jay Bear. Jay, thank you for joining me here on Mind Your Business.
Oh, thank you, my friend. Fantastic to be back on the show. Thank you for having me. It's been great to work on this book with my friend Daniel Lemon, and big thanks to our mutual friend Shep Hyken for introducing us so long ago.
Well, I'm going to open with the foreword by Ted Wright.
Yeah.
And he says it, I'm just going to say it straight. Jay has the ability to convey complex concepts clearly while offering really practical action steps. We're all better off for it. I'm the one saying it, so talk triggers.
Well, I appreciate that. Ted's a good man. He wrote the foreword to the book. He wrote the terrific book about word of mouth called Fizz, and his agency is also called Fizz. Many of the great word of mouth success stories in this country were quietly produced by Ted Wright, including, you'll appreciate this one, I don't know if you know this story, you know how Pabst Blue Ribbon is now like the hipster beer, right? Like everybody drinks PBR,
sure.
Yeah. So back in the day, it was just like a broke down brand, very, very low budget and very, very low sales. the Pabst Blue Ribbon Company hired Ted and his agency to change that. And, mm-hmm. and over a period of years, through a lot of really interesting word of mouth and viral seeding kind of campaigns, they turned Pabst Blue Ribbon into sort of the hipster darling brand that it is today. And that was no accident. Ted was responsible for a lot of that.
So let's jump in. Talk triggers. What was the inflection point where you say, like, you know what? I got to write this book. I have a clear path. And there is a clear path on how you can establish talk triggers for your business. It's all outlined. I went through most of it already. I'm not ready for the test on it, but I went through most of it. And you could, you know, those of you want to stop by and see my marked up copy. Yeah. I mean, it's the real thing. What's the backstory to it?
You know what's funny? I've actually been writing about talk triggers since 2011, and I would kind of come back to it, you know, here and there. But I wrote this book for the same reason that I've written all six of my books, which is when I hear the same kind of question from my clients, from my customers, over and over, I think, geez, if our customers, who are some of the most iconic brands in the world, don't know the answer, a lot of people don't know the answer. And what was happening is that our clients were saying, well, we feel like we've got a better handle now on the mechanics of social media or the mechanics of content marketing, but we're still not really sure what we should be saying. And I thought, geez, these big brands, what they don't have is a story. They don't really know what their own story is. And I thought, wow, here we are, 2017 at that point, and we don't actually know what story we're trying to tell. We have to fix that problem first and worry about social media second. And sort of the companion issue is that I find, and we talk about this in the book a little bit, that a lot of businesses feel like social media is word of mouth. And social media is word of mouth the same way that a tube of toothpaste is the same as the toothpaste inside the tube. It's not the same thing, right? Social media is a delivery mechanism for word of mouth, but it's not word of mouth. And so, you know what? Even though word of mouth has been around for literally hundreds of thousands of years, let's remember, word of mouth was the only marketing for a long time. Like when cavemen sold rocks to one another, that's like all they had, right? And then somebody like painted something on a cave wall and they're like, oh, an outdoor board. But word of mouth has been the only marketing form forever. But even now, we still have a lot of trouble understanding how to do it on purpose. Everybody does word of mouth on accident, but nobody really does it on purpose. And so we set out to fix that with this book.
You know, it's a great point you raise. A couple of months ago, we had Amanda Holmes, who, of course, is the daughter of Chet Holmes.
Yeah.
And Chet always writes in his book about, you know, that he'll pose certain questions to his audience and be amazed how Fortune 500 companies sometimes won't have their narrative or their
story. It's amazing.
You know, so the fact that you were asked that question so many times and you say, but what's beautiful is how you turn that into the opportunity and say, I got to write this book because people, if everyone's asking the question, that means that they need the answers. Like, hello.
Well, and you mentioned this idea of this book having a system, and Ted talked about it in the foreword. That's really the key to this book, right? There are a number of good books on the market about word of mouth. Ted's book, Fizz, is terrific. There's books by Jonah Berger. There's books by Andy Cernovitz, by Emmanuel Rosen. There's a lot of great books about word of mouth on the market. You don't need a book from me and my friend Daniel to tell you that word of mouth is important. But what no book has really done historically is said, here's exactly how to do it. Like, here's a process and a formula and a strategy and a system that any business can use to get their customers talking. And that's really, I think, what we've contributed here is not just telling you it's important and why it's important, but, okay, great. Now, here's what to do about that.
Folks, we are going to get to the meat and potatoes of what Jay is talking about during this interview. So make sure to tell your associates, your friends, your maybe not your competitors, unless you're very gracious, but they may be listening. So it's important for you to stay and continue to listen. We're going to take a short commercial break. And when we come back, more with Jay Baer here on 77 WABC.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great, so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis right here on 77 WABC. I do want to let the listeners know that Jay is very gracious, and one lucky listener is going to win an autographed hardcover copy of the new book, Talk Triggers, The Complete Guide to Creating Customers with Word of Mouth.
Well, we've got a book right here. I mean, we're looking at a book. This is the
book.
I know, but you put all your notes in here and everything.
Yeah.
Why don't we give this one away to the listeners?
Because
then not
whoa.
Only do they get me, and I'll sign it, but then they get all of your notes. It's like buying notes from somebody in class.
I mean, that's very nice.
Look how much you've underlined this book. It's incredible.
I'm not giving this one away so fast.
I'm honored. I'm honored by your underlining.
And a star here?
A star.
Word of mouth is independent.
Notes in the margins.
I mean, this is great. Word of mouth is independent as the talker has no financial interest in the sale of service. By the way, that's really the key.
That's one of the most important lines
in the whole book.
We trust each other, and the data backs us up. This isn't just me saying this. We trust each other more than ever.
Yeah.
And we trust businesses and organizations less than ever. In fact, the new research from Edelman Public Relations finds that trust in businesses and organizations has gone down 10 years in a row. Mm-hmm. And I don't care what business you're in. You can't change that.
Right.
That's a societal thing. Right. That's not a thing. So the more you can get your customers to talk about you, the more persuasive it is, the more effective it is.
Right.
I mean, fundamentally, the best way to grow any business is for your customers to do the growing for you. And that's what we're trying to convey here.
So one lucky listener is going to win it. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600, MYB to 64600. Otherwise, this book is everywhere. Barnes & Noble, of course, you can go to Amazon. You can get it online. It's probably a Kindle.
Absolutely. Audiobook by myself and Daniel.
Who read it?
Me and Daniel Lemon.
That's
we read it together. And then all the books are in all the airport bookstores now, too.
Ah, that's great.
So if you want to go, pop over to Newark or something, to the Newark airport, just for the heck of it, and get
nothing better to
buy
do with
a plane
time.
Ticket. Yeah, get it. Yeah, it's a good way to do it.
Okay. By the way, if I'm going to give away mine, that I got to think over.
I understand.
We'll
take care of it. I will send a lucky listener a book, and I'll also send a listener a stuffed alpaca because the cover of the book features alpacas because they're trying to get people to talk about it.
Okay.
So I'll send you a stuffed alpaca.
And we have been following your social media
as well. Yes. I'm now the
Which
king
zoo
of alpacas.
Do you do that in? Can I ask?
Yeah, it's I now have a lot of alpaca stuff in my house that I did not think was going to happen.
Pretty cool.
It's okay.
Pretty cool. Well, you mentioned in the book, throughout the book, that the best way to grow business is to have your customers grow it for you.
Yeah.
Please elaborate.
Well, as we were just discussing, we don't trust institutions and companies as much as we used to. And there's a couple of things, right? So if your customers are telling your story, you don't have to pay for that. Now, look, advertising can be really effective, but advertising can also be pretty expensive.
Right.
It's pretty easy to waste money on advertising. And in social media today, all the social networks, all the social algorithms have said, we're going to over-prioritize content that is published by real people, and we're going to under-prioritize content published by businesses. Well, to me, that sounds like a recipe for word of mouth. You can get real people talking, it sort of gets around those algorithmic penalties that have been applied to content published by businesses. So, there's tons and tons and tons of examples in the book of businesses that have really grown just through having a distinct word of mouth strategy. In fact, the research shows that between 50 and 91% of all purchases – all purchases are influenced by word of mouth. It's a lot.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. It's
tremendous.
It's
number.
You know, half to 90% of all your money. Yet, here's the part that I find amazing.
Okay.
Nobody has a strategy. Like, you've got a strategy for everything. You've got a marketing strategy. You have a sales strategy. You have a social media strategy, a public relations strategy, a hiring strategy. You have a strategy for everything except for word of mouth, which may be more important than all of those things. We just take it for granted. We just assume that our customers will talk about us, and we assume that they will say consistent things about us. But why do we think that? Like, will they really do that? Is that really what happens in the real world?
Right.
It's not.
Right.
So what we're trying to do is help businesses do word of mouth on purpose. Instead of what's happening today, where everybody's doing word of mouth on accident and hoping for the best.
So I'm going to put you on the spot.
Sure.
Is there a hope for marketing firms?
Oh, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay. So what
definitely,
role is definitely there for a marketing
firm? Because what's interesting about word of mouth is that even with a book like this that breaks down very specifically how to create a word of mouth strategy, a lot of business owners struggle with it because they can't find the story in their own operations. Because what is interesting to other people is not interesting to them because they're too close to it. Can I tell you a story about that?
Yeah, of course,
that?
Please.
This isn't in the book. This goes way back. This is a story from 30 years ago.
Okay.
My very first job as a kid, I was a freshman, just out of my freshman year of university. I was an intern for a marketing agency in Phoenix, Arizona called Nelson Ralston Robb.
Okay.
And first week on the job, we went on a tour of a factory of a new client called Rockford Fosgate. And Rockford Fosgate was, and actually still is, a manufacturer of car stereo speakers and amplifiers and such. Their whole job is to make your car music louder or what have you.
Brooklyn, we got plenty of those.
Yeah, right. Okay. Yeah, I know.
We're in Brooklyn.
We go on the factory tour, and it's me, my boss, my boss's boss, my boss's boss's boss. Right? I'm in charge of like carrying briefcases.
Okay.
We're there with the marketing director from this company. And I remember quite clearly my boss's boss saying to her, before we begin the tour, just tell us, how is Rockford Fosgate different from your competitors who also make essentially the same equipment? She said, well, we make amplifiers in 5 different sizes, and our competitors only make them in 3. Okay. We'll begin the tour. And there's an assembly line, and at the very end of the assembly line, in the far corner, is a mountain of a man. He's 6'4", 6'5", 250, 260 pounds, long gray beard, long gray ponytail, wearing a white lab coat and carrying a giant rubber mallet. He was like a Hell's Angels, Top Chef, Wizard kind of a mashup. He's the last station. And the amplifier comes down the line, and he grabs it and puts it on a sawhorse table type of a thing, takes the mallet and goes, bam, 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 and bangs on the amplifier, and then plugs it in. And if the light turns green, he puts it in a box down the rolling conveyor belt. And so we're, you know, across the factory floor, we're watching this wizard with the mallet and over, and we were all sort of just flummoxed. And we turned to the marketing director and we said, hey, is he always here? Or is it just agency day? And she said, no, that's Bob. He's our quality control process. Because our customers are primarily young men and they drive their vehicles very aggressively. They hit curbs and they jump dips and things like that. And we want to make sure the connection to their amplifier stays tight. Because if it doesn't, it's a terrible brand experience. You got to go underneath the carpet and plug it back in. Nobody wants to do that. So Bob is the mechanism by which we ensure that that one key connection stays snug. And we asked her what was different, and she said 5 sizes versus 3. Meanwhile, you have Gandalf with a mallet on your factory floor.
He's your brand.
And now this is 30 years ago, and even back then, we knew a good story when we found one. And we convinced the company to allow us to do a whole campaign on this. Trade show booth, magazine ads, the whole thing. This is long before the internet.
Right.
And the headline was, Rockford Fosgate, if we can't whale it, we fail it. And it was just a picture of the actual guy with the actual mallet. And we just told the story, just like in narrative form.
Right.
If you've ever seen an ad for car stereo equipment, every single one of them is exactly the same. It's a picture of the product.
Right.
And then 13 bullet points. That's it.
All features.
Right? All features. And it's like impedance and ohms and like all this other stuff.
Nothing about outcomes.
No story, no humanity, no personality whatsoever. And it was a massively successful initiative. The reason I tell you that story is that your question was, what's the role of marketing firms?
Right.
That's their role. Because most business owners, even when you buy this book, it will be really hard for you to do it yourself because you're too close to it. Like, you don't see the gold in the river. And one of the things that agencies are really good at is finding the gold in the river, because they're not in the river every day.
It's a great point. Many times I'm sitting with an executive director of, let's say, a nonprofit, and in certain spaces we have found that a print newsletter works well. So the executive director will say, you know what, I agree we need to do a print newsletter, but I don't know what to write about. And I'm like, wait a second. If you left it to me, I could put out a 48-page newsletter every month for you. As far as what to write about, you're just too close to it.
Yeah.
So you don't realize that there's so many great stories taking place right in front of your eyes. Yep. It's just that you're not attuned to it. But that's
It doesn't seem special to them because they're around it all the time.
They see it all day.
Yep.
Let's jump into the meat and potatoes. In Section 3 of the book, you talk about the five talk triggers.
Mm-hmm.
Can you please explain those triggers and how someone could put them into practice?
Yeah, let me define a talk trigger first. A talk trigger is a strategic operational choice that you make that compels conversation. So it's something that you choose to do differently in the operations of your business that customers notice and talk about. And what's funny about that, is that a talk trigger isn't really marketing. Not in the classic sense, right? It's not a product or a price or a promotion. It's not a contest or a campaign or a coupon. It's something that you do different rather than something that you say different. I'll give you a quick example before we get into the five types. One of my favorite stories from the book is a restaurant in Sacramento, California called Skip's Kitchen.
Okay.
This one was sent to me by a friend a year or so ago. And Skip's is a very simple business, counter service restaurant. You walk to the front, you say, I want two patty melts and an onion rings and a chocolate shake. And when your food's ready, they bring it to your table. We've all been to restaurants like that. No big deal. Except these guys have a talk trigger. Once you have ordered, before you pay, the counter person says, let's play a game. And they pull out a deck of cards from underneath the counter and they fan them out face down in front of you, and they say, pick a card.
Okay.
And you select a card. And if you get a joker, your entire meal is free, whether you've ordered for just yourself or 10 friends. Now, Skip's Kitchen has been in business for 10 years.
Okay.
They've spent a grand total of $0 on advertising ever. There's a line to get in almost every day. They were just named the 29th best hamburger restaurant in America by USA Today newspaper.
Wow.
On average, three people a day win this Joker game. And when they win, they go bananas, right? They're like putting reviews on Yelp and TripAdvisor. They're taking patty melt selfies with the food. They're calling their mom crying. A high school marching band shows up. It's quite a spectacular to do. And you don't have to win for that to be a talk trigger. You just have to be given the chance to win.
Right.
In Sacramento, this talk trigger is so effective that despite the fact they have a giant neon sign out front that says Skip's Kitchen, in Sacramento, most people call it That Joker Restaurant.
Right.
Now, that isn't really marketing. That is an operational choice that creates and produces a huge marketing advantage.
Mm-hmm.
But it's not marketing in the way that we typically think of marketing, right? It is a customer experience decision. And all good talk triggers are that. So as you prefaced in the question, there are five different types of talk triggers that you can use. The first one is talkable generosity, which is what Skip's Kitchen is, right? You're more generous than your customers expect. You could win a whole meal.
Right. That's right. And we're going through the five talk triggers outlined in Section 3.
So the first one is talkable generosity, and that's the one that you actually see most often in the wild because it's the easiest one to think through how you could do it in your business. Just give something away that they don't expect, right? So that's the one by volume that you see most often. But it's definitely not the only approach.
Mm-hmm.
There's also talkable responsiveness. When you are faster, quicker, talkable speed, more on top of it than customers expect. There's an accounting firm in Indianapolis that does that. They call every client back within 5 minutes. They answer every email within 5 minutes as an accounting firm.
Wow.
Now, if you're a client of that accounting firm, you would tell everybody that story.
That's right.
Because that is so out of character for an accounting firm. You're like, oh, my God. Yes. Right. May I please give you my money?
Yeah.
So that's one. Talkable usefulness is one of my favorite ones. That's when you're more useful than customers expect you to be. I wrote a whole book about that a few years ago called Utility. This idea of just sort of giving away what you know to your customers mm-hmm. in advance. That's a good one. There's a talk trigger approach called talkable empathy, which frankly wouldn't have made the list not too long ago, but
a great example about the credit card processing when he listened into that call.
Yeah, AmeriCollect. Yeah. In fact, I'm going to go visit that company in a couple of weeks. They're in outside of Green Bay, Wisconsin. They're called AmeriCollect. And
maybe even you could say over that story.
Yeah, I'll tell you the story, sure. Yeah. So,
I'm sorry. I just love how you said in there. I think it was like, you could write 942 scripts. There's going to be a 943rd that you did not write.
Yeah, that's it. That's so true.
Maybe
it's
you could say
so
share
true.
The story.
So it's an interesting business. They do, they're outside Green Bay, as I mentioned. They're called AmeriCollect, and they do medical collections. So they're calling patients of hospitals and physician groups to collect on bad debt. You know, you owe the hospital money for your surgery or whatever. Where's our money? Where's our money? Where's our money? Now, the collections business is pretty rough, right?
Yeah.
I mean, you're
yeah.
grinding people out. I mean, that's just how it's done, right? You just latch on, right?
Yeah.
And you don't let go until you get your money. That's just how it works. That's the nature of the business.
Yeah.
Well, Kenlin Gretz, who's the owner of AmeriCollect, started there as a very young man. And thought, you know, what if we did it different, though? Like, what if we just totally changed the way we went about this whole concept? And now their tagline, but it's so much more than a tagline for them. It's a talk trigger. It's a DNA. It's the culture of the business is ridiculously nice collections. And they are ridiculously nice. I mean, they are bending over backwards to be compassionate, to be empathetic, to be warm, to be human, to provide people they're calling with a measure of dignity. Because as they say, nobody wants to be in debt. Nobody's ever like, you know, it would be great if I was in debt. That would be awesome. But that's how people are treated typically by collections agencies.
Right.
And
as
so
criminals, right?
Right. And especially when it comes to medical debt, right? A lot of times it's like, you know, there's an accident or, you know, their parents aged or whatever, right? And they just got dealt a bad hand. And there's a thing that happens in the medical collections industry, which I didn't know until I wrote the book. It's really common, almost universally true, that when customers, hospitals, physicians groups are looking for a collections agency, and they all have one, what they do is they call it a shootout. So they take a piece of their debt and they give half of it to company A and they give half of it to company B and they give them a set amount of time, 30, 60 days, whatever, and say, okay, collect as much as you can during this period. And whoever gets the most, you're going to get all of our business going forward. It's almost like an A-B test,
right.
but
mm-hmm.
for collecting. Mm-hmm. Since they moved to the ridiculously nice collections approach, mm-hmm. AmeriCollect has won 1,997 out of the last 2,000 shootouts.
That's unreal.
And
unreal.
Here's the part that
wow.
It's actually really hard
wow.
for me to tell this story. This is the one that really gets me. They have 200 and something employees now. Started with 10. More than half of their employees of this 200 and something person company were people that they originally collected from.
Wow.
They
wow.
called you to collect wow. the money and you're like, I was treated so incredibly well that I want to go work for the collections agency that collected
so
from me. Right?
Wow.
So in 2 weeks, I'm going to their office
wow.
to do a presentation about this to their team.
That's special.
And I'm really, really looking forward to it. I've done
wow.
a lot of presentations this
what
year, and I'm really fired up about that one.
What a story. Because they – and you're right. I mean, collections, it's not a fun business. You think salespeople
yeah.
have it hard.
Right. Yeah.
Forget it. You
right.
know, going after collections.
Yeah.
But to do it from a new vantage point and the fact that they're much more successful – I mean, they got basically 99.8% of all the business because they went with a human approach.
And what's interesting about it is it's not a particularly effective talk trigger amongst the people they're collecting from.
Right.
Because
Well, 1 second, but wait, they turned into employees.
Well, there's that for sure. That helps. But you're not like, hey, you know what? I owed a bunch of money and you was great. These guys called me and they're super nice about it. It's just like not a story you're going to tell, even if you're like blown away by it, just because of the obvious sort of social characteristics of that.
Okay.
But amongst their actual customers, hospitals, physician groups, they are like the darlings of the industry. I mean, it's unbelievable.
My guest this evening is none other than Jay Baer. He wrote the book along with Daniel Lemon. Did I pronounce it right?
Yeah, just like
Lemon.
The fruit. Yep.
Okay. And of course, Jay is the author of Hug Your Haters. The new book is Talk Triggers, The Complete Guide of Creating Customers with Word of Mouth. One lucky listener is going to win a free copy. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB for Mind Your Business to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win this hardcover copy. Everyone else could be very lucky and can grow their business by actually going out and buying it. It's at it's in airports nationwide, yeah. Barnes & Noble, online, of course. You can get it on Amazon and in any other way that you like to purchase your books. We're going to take a short commercial break. Stay tuned.
Finally, a payroll service that does things your way. At Brands Paycheck, you're not a number, you're a partner. Brands Paycheck's personalized payroll solutions ensure that your business receives your financial information the way you want it. From complete payroll services and time tracking to benefits administration and HR solutions, Brands Paycheck helps streamline your business's payroll process and maximize productivity. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation. Brands Paycheck services a wide range of industries nationwide, including hospitality, transportation, B2B, B2C, nonprofit, finance, retail, healthcare, real estate, and more. Learn why companies nationwide rely on Brands Paycheck. Call 888-757-3020. That's 888-757-3020 to schedule a free consultation today or visit online at BrandsPaycheck.com. That's BrandsPaycheck.com.
Your company website is crucial to your success, providing information about your company to the entire world. Was your website recently updated? Is it mobile friendly? Well, look no further than WebsiteWithBrains.com, the complete website solution. Call Website with Brains today at 718-412-3500. That's 718-412-3500, or visit WebsiteWithBrains.com.
And we're back. Mind Your Business with Yisroch Saftless right here on 77 WABC, the Mind Your Business show, the weekly Mind Your Business show. We're actually coming into the completion of our, we're going to be entering our fifth calendar year. My gosh. That's
wow,
great.
That's,
we started in 15.
That's amazing.
Thank you. We started in 15. And the Nielsen ratings is very special. You know,
it's
week
awesome.
In, week out, we just came in number 4. But, you know, really special. And, of course, having guests like yourself, Jay, is really
about it's all you. It's your show, baby.
No. Talk Triggers. We wanted to get Jay on. We had him on in the past. We have him on again now. And we certainly, I'm going to put him on the spot, we certainly hope to have you on in the future.
You bet. Happy to do it. I'll have to write another book.
You could even come without another
book.
All right,
thanks.
You're invited anytime. By the way, a special shout out to the other NSA Hall of Famers that have been on the show. Stephen Shapiro, Jeffrey Hazlett, Shep Hyken. Probably had a few others. We certainly have a lot of NSA superstars. We had one last week, you know, with Lee Souls, and we had Silly DiGisto and Ron Carr and so many other great stars over the years. Let's jump back in. Talk Triggers. By the way, I want to remind the listeners again, one lucky listener is going to win a hardcover autographed copy of Talk Triggers. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600, MYB to 64600. Talk Triggers, the complete guide to creating customers with word of mouth. Whether you're going to get my marked up copy or a new one, that I still have
to
think about.
We'll negotiate that. Yeah,
you know, and I'll have to, we'll take that, Jay, we'll take that off the air. But I certainly hear Jay's point, but I'm not, I got to be honest, I'm not really so willing to let go of this one. This
I understand. You've done a great job.
Yeah, so this one's very meaningful
to me. The annotated version.
Yeah, thank you. So let's jump in. You know, can a business rely solely on word of mouth, which it seems like the Cheesecake Factory has. I mean, you said it was what 0.26 of their advertising. I mean, can a business rely solely on it?
You can. You can. Absolutely. And there are businesses that rely completely on word of mouth. Skip's Kitchen is an example. Cheesecake Factory talked about in the book. Now, would I recommend that? No, I would not.
You know, perhaps if you have a genius within the company who understands the value of it and to write the narrative, so they're in theory, I mean, the CMO of the of word of mouth.
Can it work? Absolutely. Should you assume that you don't have to ever do anything other than word of mouth? No, I think that's dangerous.
Right.
There are certainly companies that can exist and prosper and thrive even without doing much other than word of mouth. But that is the exception that proves the rule. So it's not necessarily word of mouth or other forms of marketing. It's word of mouth and other forms of marketing. The other thing is that word of mouth, by definition, tends to happen more slowly because we're saying, you know, in this book in particular, it's not about going viral. It's not what we're talking about here. It's about individual customers telling individual stories to individual friends every day. Week, month, quarter, year, and that's not a big bang, right? That's a trickle over time, and so the other thing I will tell you, I don't want to get too nerdy about this, but we also did a lot of research in the book that suggests that only about 47%, essentially one out of every two, of your customers will ever tell your story, regardless of how good the story is. And that has nothing to do with you, has nothing to do with the quality of your talk trigger. It's just how people are wired. Some people will never tell your story because they're just not storytellers. Right. It's never going to happen. So best case, you got 47% of your audience talking about you. And you know, is that enough to build a business? In some cases, yes. I just wouldn't assume that will happen.
It's a good point. That's like Malcolm Gladwell territory.
Yes. Yeah. It's not the exact same study, but a similar idea when we did that survey, just because we were curious, like, well, you know, when we do this kind of work for clients and they say, well, how talkable is this idea? What percentage of customers mention it? And we say 38%. They're like, oh, that doesn't seem that great. It's like, no. It's 38%. 47% is the best you're going to do, right? So this is actually extraordinary.
It's fantastic.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm just going to point out in the forward a fantastic sentence you have here. Buying a primetime commercial is expensive but easy. Sparking a conversation about your brand among a network of loosely connected humans is cheaper but infinitely more complex. And you're right, I'm adding the word however. It requires patience, faith, and agility, not traits that traditionally have been valued in CMOs.
Yeah, I mean, it's look, word of mouth ain't easy. If it was easy, you wouldn't. I wouldn't be on the show, right? I mean, if everybody already had a talk trigger, like
there wouldn't be a book,
right?
And no one would have complained to you.
That's it. Yeah, it's not easy, but it can be really effective.
So we're gonna jump into the meat and potatoes. In you have here, create talk trigger section four. Here we go, section four, create talk triggers in 6 steps.
Yeah.
Maybe we could start giving a hack at it.
Yeah. You know what I'll do? Probably easier just to describe it as opposed to go through all the 6 steps like exactly per se. Let me do it this way. Here's the worst way to create a talk trigger. The very worst way is the way that everybody wants to do it, which is to sit in a conference room and brainstorm it. Mm-hmm. And that's not usually effective because if it was that easy, you'd already have done it. The other thing that's really true, and we sort of touched on this when I told you my story about Rockford Fosgate a few minutes ago, is that understanding what your customers expect is really the key to doing this well. So in most businesses, small businesses are different, but in most businesses of any size, the people in marketing don't really understand customers. Like they don't talk to customers. They're doing marketing, right? The people who know customers are sales and customer service. Like those are the groups that are really in touch, right? So you got to have them involved as well. So the first thing that we do when we work on talk trigger strategy is, first thing is map out the customer journey. So you write this down. What are all the touch points, sort of the key inflection points that we have with customers? Well, first they find us on the website, and then they call us, then we call them back, and then we give them a proposal, then we have a proposal review meeting or whatever. You map it all out.
Right.
Second thing, and this is incredibly important, do not skip this step, is you interview 18 customers. And it's 3 groups of customers, 6 each. New customers, long-time customers, and lost customers. 6 face-to-face or telephone conversations with each of those three groups. And what you're going to ask them, ideally you can even bring it on a piece of paper for them. You sort of bring the customer journey map that we talked about a moment ago, and you say, at each of these steps, what did you expect would happen? So when I sent you a proposal, what did you expect? Well, what I expected was that you would create the proposal as a PDF document. You would attach it to an email, and then you would send me the email. Then you would follow up with a subsequent email asking me for a conversation to review it. Right? That's what people would expect. Mm-hmm. Once you know what customers expect, you know, by definition, what they do not expect. And the talk trigger has to live in the place where they don't expect. Otherwise, it's not a story that will be told. So we're talking about this proposal, right? You're in B2B, as am I. Right. Proposal's a big thing, right?
Right.
Everybody expects you to get it via email. Well, what if instead you sent your prospect a sheet cake? Kosher, of course, and the cover of the cake, not the cover, but the frosting on the cake, was made to look like the cover of your proposal. They have companies that can do that now. The proposal itself is printed out and put in a laminated sleeve, which is underneath the cake, such as in order to get your proposal, in order to access your proposal, your prospective customer has to eat an entire cake. Now, would that be something they wouldn't expect? Would that be a story that they would tell?
Both, absolutely.
Yes,
of course.
Right? So first step, map your journey. Second step, interview the customers. Third step is create a list. Usually we do between 6 and 10, depends on the project, of potential triggers. Like, could this work? Yes. Does this meet the 4 conditions in the book? Yes. Could this actually work in theory? Yes. So you've got your list of semifinalist candidates, and then you pick one and you practice it. You try it. Also, do not skip this step. Okay. You say, we're going to test this with every 5th customer, or only customers of this product, or only customers at this location, or however you want to. There's a lot of ways to segment that depending on your business, but you test it with just some customers, and then you measure whether those customers noticed it and talked about it. And you do that with a very important 3-question survey. Some people will associate this, attach it to a Net Promoter Score survey. There's other ways to do it, but it's 3 questions. Question 1, this is after they've accessed the talk trigger. Mm-hmm. Have you told anybody about our company? Question 2, what did you tell them? Question 3, did you tell them any of these things? Question 2, you're looking for unprompted recall of the talk trigger.
Right.
Question 3, you give them a list, and one of the items on the list is the talk trigger. So that's a prompted gauge.
See if they
gauge, right? And so that's it, 3-question survey. And that's how you know if it's working. And if you get, in the test case, if you see 15 to 20% talkable rate, then you know there's a there. And then you expand it to the whole company. That's the process. Right. So it takes, when we do it as a company and we come in and help people with it, it's like 90 days to do it right. Do the research, be thoughtful about it. You know, so it's not going to be, have this done by Wednesday. It's just not, right. You shouldn't think of it like that.
Right.
Because again, this is an operational choice that you have to commit to.
Right.
For a while. Right. So don't go crazy about this. Spend some time being thoughtful about it, which is why the book is very methodical at that point. That process is very specific for a reason.
We still have a lot to cover. We're going to take a short commercial break, but I want to remind the listeners, my guest this evening is Jay Baer. He just came out with his latest book. At what point will it be rated as a New York Times bestseller?
Who knows?
Very soon.
No one knows how any of that works anymore. It's all a mystery.
But it's going to be soon. He has a number of already New York Times bestsellers out there. Jay Baer, B-A-E-R, just in case you want to make sure you get the right spelling. Okay. Talk Triggers, The Complete Guide to Creating Customers with Word of Mouth. One lucky listener is going to win it. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB for Mind Your Business. 64600. Good luck. We'll be right back.
Hey, Joe, give me a minute. I'm going to run the numbers and circle back next week. Post it on Facebook, LinkedIn. Just get it up there.
You're great at what you do, and you're busier than ever. We get that. Imagine if you could devote every minute of your day to running your business and taking it to the next level. Enter Bottom Line Marketing Group. Bottom Line Marketing Group focuses on making your company look great so you can focus on growing your business. To see some award-winning projects produced by Bottom Line Marketing Group, visit www.bottomlinemg.com. That's www.bottomlinemg.com. Or call CEO Yitzhak Saflis on his direct line for a free consultation at 718-412-3505. That's 718-412-3505. Bottom Line Marketing Group. Marketing solutions to grow your bottom line.
Missed an episode of Mind Your Business? We've got you covered. Check out our YouTube channel, Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis, to hear interviews with business executives and thought leaders whenever and wherever you want. That's Mind Your Business with Yitzhak Saflis.
And we're back. Yitzhak Saflis here, Mind Your Business on 77 WABC. My guest this evening is none other than Jay Baer. We're talking about his brand new book, Talk Triggers, the complete guide to creating customers with word of mouth. Jay, it's a real honor to have you here in studio.
Thanks so much. Fantastic to be here with you, all the listeners. Thanks, as always, to 77 WABC as well.
Thank you. So we're jumping right in. But before I do, I just want to remind the listeners, one lucky listener is going to win an autographed hardcover copy of Talk Triggers. All you have to do is text over MYB to 64600. Again, text over MYB to 64600. One lucky listener is going to win this brand new book, Talk Triggers. Otherwise, of course, it's available Barnes & Noble, bookstores nationwide, in the airport, kiosks, and all those, when you're waiting online, you're wondering, what am I going to do? And they announced another flight delay. Yes, you'll say, great, delay.
There's no flight delays in New York airports. I don't know what you're talking about.
Talk Triggers, read it cover to cover. You may have time for that.
Yeah, no kidding.
So we're going to jump in with the remaining precious minutes that we have.
You got it.
Let's jump right in. Influencer marketing. You talk about it in the book.
Yeah.
I don't want to beat up on anyone, so I'm going to let you do the talking on this one.
Look, we do a lot of influencer marketing in my company, so I'm not anti-influencer marketing at all, but influencer marketing is not a word-of-mouth strategy. It's not the same thing. Influencer marketing is essentially halfway between word-of-mouth and an ad. And so to find some sort of celebrity who has disproportionate audience and convince that person, typically with cash, that they should promote your business, I'm not suggesting that doesn't work. It can work. But once that person stops talking about you, what are you left with, right? So it really is it's a short-term advertising-esque approach to acquiring attention. And again, I'm not suggesting it's a bad idea, but it's not the same as what we're talking about here.
That's a great point. So would you encourage that a company try to develop a relationship with an influencer that would make sense for their brand?
Well, here's how we would do it, actually. This is how we do it in my company, Convince and Convert, is you roll out the talk trigger first, and then if you want to try and expand awareness of the talk trigger, you get an influencer to talk about the talk trigger, right? As opposed to about the company. So if
directly,
I was Skip's Kitchen, as we talked about earlier, doesn't really do a lot of advertising. They don't have to. They're lying around the door to get in. But if I was Skip, I would say, hey, let's find a local celebrity in Sacramento and convince that person to take an Instagram video of them playing the Joker game that we talked about earlier.
Right.
That's how it tied together.
Now let's talk about social media. You know, we know that you touched on it earlier, or maybe it was when we were off the air, about word of mouth, and then meanwhile there's Facebook, there's Instagram, and of course that's the platform that people are, chatting. So how does that all play out?
We talk about this in the book, and there's some really great quotes in there from Andy Cernovitz, who wrote a terrific book called Word of Mouth Marketing many years ago. And he's really passionate about this, as am I, that social media and word of mouth are not the same thing. Right, that's like saying that a tube of toothpaste and the toothpaste in the tube are the same thing. In this analogy, social media is the tube and word of mouth is the toothpaste. Social media is just a delivery mechanism for a story.
Right.
Word of mouth is about the story, whether it's face-to-face as we are here together in studio today, or whether it's via Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Yelp, TripAdvisor, Angie's List. It doesn't matter. It's not the same thing. Being good at Facebook isn't the same as being good at word of mouth, because Facebook is just a delivery mechanism. It's a carrying case for your story. So you can't just say, well, we've got some followers, therefore we have a consistent story being told. No, that's not the same thing.
So how would you advise a company in order so that they do encourage the clients?
Yeah.
Like, you know, many businesses will have a sign on the wall, like us on Facebook. Do you advise that a good idea, bad idea? Is it just?
I don't know that I would say like us on Facebook on the wall, because that's essentially saying, you know, exist. Like, I mean, they know you have a Facebook page, right? And they're going to like you or not like you. I think the better way to do it is, again, tie it back to the talk trigger and say, okay, if you win the Joker game at Skips, right? Maybe the cashier, and this doesn't happen, but it could, signs with a Sharpie the actual Joker card and gives it to you, right? And then says, hey, we have a photo contest for all the winners, because three people a day win, as I think I told you.
Right, right.
Have a photo contest, and at the end of the month, whoever has the best photo on Instagram or Facebook wins a second prize, right? So you're just sort of nudging them to share in social, although typically they would do it on their own.
Any other tips specifically, let's say, for Instagram?
I mean, I think partially for Instagram in particular, a lot of it is just doing something in the physical environment of your business that is worthy of a photo, right? I did a webinar recently with a hotel brand, and they were talking. It was really fascinating how when they design their lobbies, really, really specific about colors and having like a funny pillow with a saying on it and having a really interesting, weird coffee table that people want to take pictures of. You know, Instagram is about novel and beauty. And so if you don't give somebody novel and you don't give them beauty, and you're like, how come no one takes photos? It's like, because you don't have any good photos here.
You know, this brings to mind, it's flying through my head, when we spoke last on the air from Hug Your Haters. So you said social media made customer service a spectator sport.
Spectator sport, that's right.
Such a great
line.
It's
true, because now everybody can see how you handle it, right?
Yeah. So
you've got an Instagram shot here, like the light bulbs over your shoulder.
Right.
Right, that's the Instagram. Somebody said, what's the Instagram shot in this studio? It's right there.
It's those bulbs.
That's the shot, right?
Thank you, Cirilli. you
just got to have a thing, right?
Got to have it. Are there certain industries that rely on word of mouth or can benefit from word of mouth more than others?
Interesting question.
Now, in the book, you do talk about B2B,
B2C. Yeah, I would say this. Let me answer it this way.
Sure.
I believe with every fiber of my being,
okay,
that every company can benefit from a talk trigger. Every company. I don't care if you're big, small, B2B, B2C, restaurant, defense contractor, Russian company, Mexican, you know, coffee company. It doesn't matter, because every company has customers, and those customers talk, or they should talk.
Right.
So it is universally applicable, like nothing else I've ever worked on, which is really exciting for me. What I will tell you is that customer expectations are different for different businesses.
Right.
So as a result, what is different enough to get them talking will vary. And you talked about B2B. That's the part that's fascinating to me.
Yeah.
Most business-to-business companies are so incredibly boring. It's like they're trying to have a boring contest. Like, how perfunctory and mundane can we possibly be? So if you do a talk trigger in B2B, sometimes it's actually easier and more effective, because people don't expect anything
in
B2B to be even remotely interesting.
Great point. Another important question, and that: what happens when a business has a negative word, you know out there, potentially on social media, or there's just a bad rumor floating around? How could Talk Trigger play into that and start to stem the tide and even send it back in the right course?
Yeah, it's interesting. I haven't really thought of it that way. I did a lot of work on social media crisis management in my first book, The Now Revolution, many, many years ago. I think a talk trigger can help in that regard, especially if it becomes, put it this way, if I was a company that had some kind of recent negative story, I would do whatever possible to get a talk trigger put into the field quickly, because you're giving somebody a different story to tell. The story isn't about whatever. It's about this other thing that's more interesting and less negative. And so, Yeah, that's right, how we handle it. Yeah.
So grabbing control of the narrative and then
yep.
Okay, we have actually only 2 minutes left.
Oh, great.
Okay, can talk triggers be leveraged in a company's marketing campaign? Like, for example, a company wins an award. How can they amplify it?
Yeah, that's actually what we call it in the book, is amplify your trigger. DoubleTree Hotels is one of the examples in the book. You know, they give people a warm chocolate chip cookie when they check in. They create every year a cookie recipe book that they give away and sell and do public
relations.
Even though
it has nothing to do with really what they do.
Right, but it has everything to do with their talk trigger, right? So their talk trigger is sort of the nucleus of the marketing campaign around it, which is a really smart way to do it.
So the book fuels it. It's an accelerant to their talk trigger.
Yep.
Jay, we are basically out of time. 1 minute left. What takeaway can you encourage, or what takeaway could you please share with the listeners of Mind Your Business?
Competency does not create conversation. Same is lame. The more you try to fit in, the more your customers will tune out. Have the courage to do one thing different in your business, one thing different enough that your customers will talk about it, and they will tell your story. And when your customers tell your story, that's the best way to grow your business.
Jay, I cannot thank you enough for being with me here in
the
studio.
My pleasure. It was a blast. One thing real quick before we go.
Yes.
There's a talk trigger for the book Talk Triggers.
Oh, okay.
Which there should be. On the back of the book right here, it says, satisfaction guaranteed. If you bought this book and didn't like it, go to talktriggers.com and send the authors, that's me, a note. They'll buy you any other book of your liking, and we will. So if for whatever reason you buy this book and you don't like it, and you want like a first edition Talmud or something, you let me know. We'll make it happen. We'll figure it out. We'll make it happen. That's our promise to you. That's our talk trigger.
Unreal. Unreal. Jay, you're going to get a big hug after this, and you're not a hater.
I neither are true. Thanks a lot.
Well, that wraps up another great edition of Mind Your Business. Tune in again next Sunday night at 10 p.m. for another great edition of Mind Your Business right here on 77 WABC.
77 WABC Radio presents Mind Your Business, hosted by founder and president of Bottom Line Marketing Group, Yitzhak Safliff. Mind Your Business focuses on business and marketing strategies for success. Tune in every Sunday night for this intriguing weekly radio show that's chock full of business insights and marketing strategies that will help you get ahead of the game. Host Yitzhak Safliff has been producing pioneering and creative marketing work for over 2 decades. He leads a team of marketing experts who help their clients build their brands and grow their businesses. Now, he and his guests offer their business and marketing expertise to you every Sunday night on Mind Your Business.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.